Yes. We hold on a sec. I'm going to actually pull up our all the athletes that we invited to this World Cup and see how many turned it down. Because it was quite a few. And that's why we have so few athletes here. Because a lot of athletes decided not to come. Yeah, so for this weekend, we basically had one, two, three, four, five other men turn down the starts here, which is why we only ended up with Ian and David.
And was there a reason for that, or just
Yeah, a lot of the athletes really, a lot of athletes that are racing domestically right now kind of have their eyes upon the Ski Tour 2020 and some of them also Falun. And so there's a lot of those folks who wanted to stay in North America, try to gain more Super Tour points in Craftsbury and put themselves in a position to perhaps be in a Continental Cup leader position and have a guaranteed start during the Ski Tour. Another mitigating factor was somebody like Gus Schumacher, obviously, who's got his eyes on the World Junior Championships and just trying to create a good preparation plan for those championships. So that's why we've got so few athletes here, and we'll actually have very few athletes in men's distance starting as well next weekend in Oberstdorf. In fact, I believe it's just the same two athletes, David and Ian.
And how did things go for those guys today?
You know, pretty good for David. I haven't had a chance to see Ian. He was an early starter, and then so a bunch of us were still out supporting David at the end of the race. Obviously, I don't think it went well for Ian, but I haven't had a chance to really talk to him about, yeah, what did and did not go well out there. He and Elena and Caitlin, excuse me, are all just a little bit fresh off the plane. They arrived on Monday, so they haven't had the time to fully acclimate like the other athletes. For Ian, it was also his first World Cup. And it looks like from the results, too, that he may have taken a wrong turn. There was a kind of a funky course today because of the low snow conditions where athletes basically skied a 375K main loop, but then had a 1.25K add-on, and which was kind of on the interior first portion of the course. And so athletes had to basically move from the 375 to the 1.25 every lap or vice versa. Depending on which, if they're on the big lap or the small lap. So every time they came through the stadium, they had to make a change. And there were a lot of athletes forgot to make that change. So I'm not exactly sure what happened with Ian, but he got I think a verbal reprimand. As did many skiers. If you see the men's results, you look down, you'll see some outright DSQs. And then some yellow cards, and then quite a few verbal reprimands. So it was a little bit challenging for the guys for whatever reason to make that change. But with David, I think he had a pretty solid race. He did a nice job of kind of like staying light on his feet in really soft conditions. It was snowing out there pretty heavily at times, and then also the course did not set up well overnight. I'm not sure exactly what happened, if they tilled a little too deep or just didn't have the environmental conditions for the course to really gel. But it was very sloppy. And David did a really nice job. He at his probably at the point where all skiers had been through 10 kilometers, he was actually moving into the top 20, but he faded a little bit on the last lap.